Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Nun Ches. We are up to Siv Dalid, the second to last line on page 422. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalid, Karfef Yoser Misasayim Shenota Bo Ilonos Lamait Aviru. You have here the area that we've been discussing, the Karfef, that was not hukah for dira, and it was more than a base asayim, and therefore you are limited in terms of your carrying, as we've been discussing. The Rabbanon said, although midaraisa is a rosh hasharavim, although midaraisa is a rosh hasayochid, you may mix it up with a karmelis or a sharavim, and therefore they limited your carrying up to 4 amos. So the Mechaber says over here, if you have a karfif that is more than beis asayim, and you planted trees in it, lomait aviro, to lessen the area, lo have miyot, that will not be considered a lessening of the area. Afilu yesh b'hen gova asara v'rochav arba. Even if the trees have the dimensions of 10 tfachim high, 4 tfachim wide, that will not limit the area to below a beis asayim. V'hu adin l'chofer bo bor. The same thing is true if you dig a pit in the karfef, it also will not limit the area that is there. Explains the Mishaburas of Katan Mem Aleph l'mayit aviru. So the person planted trees to be ma'ita avir. Shelo yie shitcho yoser misasayim. So the area that we're discussing that he had should not be more than a sasayim. V'yehe mutu l'talta bo. He wants to be able to be mutalto there freely to carry, do whatever he wants there. And if it's more than a base sasayim, he's limited to 4 amos. So he wants to be ma'ita to be less than a base sasayim. And then even though it's not hukah v'dira, he can carry freely like a rosh hasayochid, which it really is. Sivkotan men beis lo havi miut. Planting trees there is not an eitzah that will not limit the space. Shederach lasos kein bekarfifos, because that's a normal thing to have in a karfif. Lehanos behen, to enjoy them. Veleishev talteim betzel, and to sit under them for shade. Therefore, it's considered a regular part of a karfif, and it will not be limiting the area. Ve'efsher lemait ulahachsher ela bedvarim she'ein derach hakarfifos bekach. The only way you can limit the area is if you put something there that is not normally there. But trees are normally there to beautify the area, to sit under the shade. That will not be a miut in the avir. Sivkotan then gimel. Afil yesh ben gova asara. Even if all the dimensions of the trees are good, the chokin b'chol mokum rishus latzman. They're 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, which normally makes its own rishus. V'nasu rishus ayachid, and then the trees themselves are rishus ayachid. Afil uhachi ein mamayit. Still, it will not be mamayit to airspace. Kevan shuhumi tashmishya karfif. Since that's a regular tashmish of the karfif, that will not be considered a miut in the avir. Sivkotan mendala, the mechaber ended off the sif and said, who had in the chofer babor, digging a pit in that area will also not limit it. Says the Mishabura, l'chofer babor shalmayim, to dig a pit that is filled with water will also not be considered a limiting of the airspace. V'afilu omok asar tfachim v'rochav arbo. Again, even if it's 10 tfachim deep, 4 tfachim wide, so it has the dimensions of rishus hayachid, which normally becomes its own rishus, in this case, it will not be considered a lessening of the airspace of the karfif. V'afal gav de mekom chalolo eino mekom hiluch. Even though where you have this pit, obviously, in the airspace of the pit, you're not able to walk there. Mikomokom nimdur b'shir sasayim. Still, it factors into the measurement of the base sasayim. To hunami mitashmishe karfev huki ilanos. Because the boar is just like the trees, it's considered a regular use of the karfev. V'cheinim osa boar begino. The same thing would be true if you made a pit with water in it in a garden. Gam kein eino mamayit, it will also not limit the airspace. The tashmish hagina hu lashkos, so that's considered a regular use of the garden, because you use the boar that's filled with water to water the garden. And therefore, that would not be a valid way to make smaller the airspace. V'dover acher she'eino tzarech hagina mamato. But something else, which is not in need of the garden, again, that would be mamayit airspace. U'poshet d'dover ha'metaltel eino mamayit le'olam. But it's obvious, something that is movable that you just put in there, obviously that will not limit the airspace. You have to build something there or plant something there. That would possibly limit it. But anything that's normally there, like a tree or like a pit, will not limit the airspace to less than obeis asayim. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Bono bo amud v'nismait bekach. A person built an amud, he built a pillar in order to limit the airspace of the beis asayim of the karfef. So imu rochav shlosha tfachim have a miut. If this amud is three tefachim wide, then it will be, yes, a good meal. It says the Mishnah Berurah is a katam emhei, an amud, bein be'emtza, bein samach l'kasei ha'karfev. It doesn't matter where the amud is, whether it is in the middle, or it is close to one of the walls of the karfev, if it is rachav shosha tefachim, say katam emvav, v'gavo asara, obviously ten tefachim high, but it has to have a makom chashiv of three tefachim wide, then it will be a meal. It's a katam emzayim. Avol bepachos me'asara v'rochav shlosha lo chashiv v'havei kemisha eino. But if it is less than 10 tefachim high or less than 3 tefachim wide, it's not considered chashiv on its own, and it's as if it's not there, and it will not limit the space of the beis asayim to less than a beis asayim. Says the mechaber vaytosev vav bona mechitza ba'orech eser. Here you built a new wall with a length of 10 amos. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, really it has to be more than 10 amos. Lifnei mechitza harishona, and you put this new wall in front of the old wall, levatla, in order to nullify the original wall, shetia kemo she'ena, that the outer wall should be as if it's not there, v'yia mukaf ledira idei ashnia, and you're putting the second wall on the inside. We referenced this mechaber last night. You put the second wall on the inside so that it should be considered hukaf ledira through that wall. So the din is as follows. Im hirchika me'arishona shlosha tefachim mutter. If the new wall is three tefachim away from the old wall, then it will be considered a new wall, or mevata the old wall, and it will be considered hukaf ledira, and it will solve your problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah Esef Katam Emches. So you make a mechitza ba'orech asara, yoser me'eser. Kach tzarech lomar, the mechaber really means to say it has to be more than 10 amos. Umari degava hayagam kein eser. Obviously, this wall that you're building has to be 10 tefachim high, otherwise it's not a wall. So 10 tefachim high, 10 amos plus wide. Sivkata memtes lufnei mechitza. You build this new wall inside the old wall. Lifnim bekarfef, on the inner side of the karfef. Sivkata nun, your intention was shetia kemisha eina. You want to nullify the outer wall as if it's nothing. V'havi ki'ilu nifratz b'mechitza ha'yeshana kol orech hazeh. It's ki'ilu. The old wall is broken down this whole length because you're putting a 10 plus amo wall in front of the old wall. So over that 10 plus amos, you're ki'ilu knocking down the old wall. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Shem Nisbatel Kol HaMechitzos Bishvil Pirtzazu. Not only does it take care of the wall outside, but it actually is Mevatel all the walls because of this break, Kedla'el Bisebez. Sevkata Nunal V'yamuk Avadira. Through this new wall, or this 10 plus Amma wall, it's considered Huk Avadira. Umari Shapasach Lo Pesach Kodem Shebona Mechitza Achadasha. Obviously, if this area was adjacent to a house that didn't have an opening, you first made an opening into the area, and then you built a new wall, then it's considered hukav nira. You're building a new wall to use the house. The house should make use of the karfif. But it has to be three tefachim away from the old wall. Says the Mishnah Berurah in day, shlosha tefachim mutter, tehavalei huk hekef chadosh l'shem dira. That would be considered a new surrounding l'shem dira. Avol im kerev hakosel achadosh besol shlosha lehakosel hayoshen l'mahani. If the new wall is so close to the old wall, it's within three tefachim, that does not accomplish anything. Desu lo nechshav kekosel chadosh. That would not make it considered a new wall. Elo kemoshe moset bebinyan hakosel harishom. All you're doing, if it's within three, because Lavad and Nesim, as if they're connected, it's like you're adding on to the original wall, L'Shem Dira, the Lomahani. You have a wall that was low L'Shem Dira, you're adding on to L'Shem Dira, that doesn't help. So in order to make it considered a separate wall, it has to be three tefachim or further away from the original wall. V'chol zeh b'shalom nismayit ha'karfeit mishir yosem e'beis ha'sayim ha'idei kosel ha'chadosh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, an important point. This is all true if the new wall is not limiting the space to less than a beis asayim. There's two ways you can fix this problem. Either you could put up a new wall and make it hukal fadira, even though it's still a beis asayim, or you could push and make the area smaller so it's less than a beis asayim. What we're discussing over here in Sivav is that you're trying to make it hukal fadira. So it's not going to be good if it's within three tefachim in terms of making hukal fadira because it's part of the old wall, so it doesn't help. But if the new wall is within three tefachim, but it limits because of that the area of the karfef to less than a beis asayim, then avad it helps. That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. The chol zeh that we're saying it doesn't help, where it's not limiting the area to less than a beis asayim. But if through the new wall, it's limiting the whole area to less than a beis hasayim, b'vadai mutter, for sure that's fine. Afilu keirav b'sol shol shetfachim, even if the new wall is within three tfachim of the old wall, sharei afilu b'toch tit ala kosel mahani. Because even if you smear some kind of tar on the wall, it will help, kemavur b'sivzai, like we'll see right now. So in terms of limiting the area of the karfif to be less than a beis hasayim, so you could even just make your old wall longer, you certainly can add an additional wall within three tefachim. When we say within three tefachim it won't help, is if you're trying to make the new wall hukufadira. So then if the old wall is not hukufadira, this is considered connected to it, it's also not hukufadira. It does not help you to add on to a wall l'shem dira. But it does help you to add on to a wall to limit the area to less than a beis hasayim. So if by adding on this new wall, even though it does not help in terms of making it hukah v'dira because it's too close to the old wall, but if that new wall limits the space to less than the base of Sayim, avada, that will, yes, help. And that is based on what we're going to see right now in Siv Zayin. Says the Mechaber in Siv Zayin, toch tit al mechitzos harishonos. You smeared some kind of tar on the outer walls, the original walls, l'mayit aviro, to limit the airspace of the karfeth, v'nismayit, and it got smaller. So imatit ova, if the tar that you put on is thick enough, shim tinotel mechitza harishona, that if you would then remove the original wall and just leave the tar there, ru'uya lamod bifnei atzma, this tit would stand on its own. You made it thick enough that if you'd remove the wall, theoretically, the tit would stand on its own. Have a miyot, that is a good miyot. The imla, but if it won't stand on its own, it's just a little smearing of tar, then the have a miyot, it will not help. So it does help to limit the airspace, but it has to be by adding something to the wall that theoretically could stand on its own. So if it's a very small layer of tit, it won't help, but if it's a thick layer of tit, or like we just saw in the last Mishabura, that it's another wall, it just happens to be within three tefachim, but obviously it's standing on its own, that for sure would limit the space to smaller than a beis hasayim, and it would be mutter to carry freely over there. It says the Mishabura of Katan and Gimel, you added on the tit l'mayit eviro, aviro, to limit the airspace. Shelo yeh shitcho yosem beis asayim. You don't want this whole area to be more than a beis asayim. V'yehei mutil taltabo. You want to be able to carry in it freely. Sevkota nundalad. If that area that you added onto the wall of tit could stand alone theoretically, it's fine. V'afilu lo toch elo be'echa mikosei akarfeif. Even if you only smeared this thick layer of tit on one wall of the karfeif, va'afilu b'miktsaso, even if it's only part of it, but lemaisa limited the square area to less than the square area of a beis asayim, sagi, that is enough. Humikomakom nira, but still it appears shetia al koponim gova hatiach asara mikarka ulamalu rechav shlosha. Whatever you're adding on, besides the criteria of the mechaber that has to be able to theoretically to stand on its own, sakta mishavur, it also has to be 10 tefachim in height, and it has to be at least 3 tefachim wide. V'ilav hachi lo choshev. If not, it's not going to be choshev. Ukahi da omud v'sevhei v'ayim b'ralach, like we just said before in sevhei, the omud has to be 10 tefachim high, 3 tefachim wide. Here also, the shmearing that you put on, besides that it has to stand alone, it has to be 10 tefachim high, 3 tefachim wide, then it's choshev, and then it's considered like a new wall, or at least a limiting of the area. Sivkaton nun hei. If it would not stand on its own, lo have a miyat, it's not considered lowering the airspace. The kemi she'ena damya. It's as if it's not there. If it would not stand on its own, it's ke'ilu, it's not there. V'yesh chokim azeh, some argue on this and they say no way. The kol she'chola lamud imakosel. Even if the tar can only stand when it's attached to the wall, Memait, it still limits the space. Why do you have to stand alone? All you're doing is lowering the airspace. So the fact is that if this tiach is on the wall, so even if it can't stand alone, if it limits the space, it limits the space. So this shita says it's fine. The yesh lohoke le'es atzorich. Says the Mishabura, one can be lenient in the time of need to allow the lessening of the airspace through the smearing of the tit on the wall, even though it cannot stand on its own. This is all true if you're limiting the airspace from the inside through the shmearing. But if it's not lessening the shear to lessen the base of Sayim, for sure it'll be usr. Now he jumps back to the other Eitzah. Even if you had in mind when you smeared the tit on the wall to make it hukah fadira, so it's still larger than the base of Sayim, but your intention was not to lessen the area. Your intention was now to make it hukah fadira, that will not help you. Afsha so of kolkach, even though you made it so thick. sheyochol lamu b'fnei atzmo, that it can stand on its own, it won't help. Like we just said before, the same way we said before, you make another wall in front of this wall, if it's within three tefachim, it's not considered hukah fadira, it's just like adding on to this wall. So certainly the case we're discussing over here, if you added on some tit to the wall that's very thick that could stand on its own, l'maisa, the only thing that could accomplish is to make the area smaller, less than a base of sayim. But if you want to use that added a portion of the wall to make it hukavadira, that doesn't help, because that added area is bottled to the wall, and that would not make it hukavadira. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem next time with Sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.